Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. Hang on to your hat and enjoy the ride, because you're about to get some powerful insights and practical hacks that will take your daily life to the next level. And now, here are your hosts, Rick, Frank, and Peter.
Welcome to the Road Ahead Cafe. And today we're going to talk about how to begin meditating. This is the You Asked Us episode. And I'm going to turn it over to Peter. Peter, what do you think about meditating? I know you've been doing it a long time.
There you go. Thank you, Rick. And welcome back to the our audience. It's good to see you. I guess I don't really see you. But anyway, yeah, this week's episode is You Asked Us. And the question is, for 5 points, how do I begin meditating? If you've been wondering how to begin, or you've been wondering how to answer that question for other people in your life who are asking you, stay tuned. But fair warning, right? You never know what we're going to say, so be careful not to spill your hot coffee. Rick, thank you.
You're welcome. Frank, what do you think about meditating? I know you're a very deep thinker. What's your take on this?
Well, if you look at the word meditation, it's actually to find the depth of your conscious. It's not a way to calm yourself or to be more relaxed. Of course, that is the spin-off, if you do it well, the spin-off of meditation, but actually it's the exploration of your consciousness. So what helps is that you use silence as a tool for that. And that's why people are always sitting in these poses and copy all kinds of Eastern philosophy or yoga teachers or gurus, and they copy it. But is it really necessary? No. Well, if you look at, for example, mindfulness, you don't sit the whole day like this, do you, Peter? No, you don't sit that like that. You do something else. And if you listen, for example, to Eckhart Tolle, and he's talking about meditation, you can meditate. You can be in a meditative state while, for example, doing dishwashing. Very meditative attitude and experience.
True. Yeah, so when I thought about this, in my own life, I've had so many struggles with trying to meditate, from when I first found out about it. And then I just sat like you mentioned, Frank, and I tried to meditate, and I was so busy with thinking and my mind wouldn't stop. So I had to use, different tools like guided meditations at first, and then maybe taking a walk outside in nature, just being present, and then like you mentioned, just being in your current day to day, and practicing gratitude. That for me every day, that's kind of how I got the vibe of meditation, which I'll elaborate more in this second part. Peter, why don't you go deeper for us?
Yeah, all right. How do I begin meditating? Well, that's a bit like saying, how do I begin traveling? You begin by deciding where you want to go. Are you looking to balance your chakras? Are you looking to manifest a goal? Are you looking for inner peace? Because if you're looking for inner peace, there's a lot of ways to go, including guided meditation, mindfulness meditation, loving kindness meditation. And maybe you don't want to get all invested in one form of meditation over another until you know where you want to go, i.e., what do you want to get out of meditating? And perhaps you don't really even know what you want to get, at least at a conscious level. And that's the key, because at a deeper, non-conscious level of mind, a level I call the Pathfinder, you know exactly what form of meditation will be the most fulfilling for you at this point in your life. Your non-conscious mind, Pathfinder, is sort of like your own personal GPS. And while consciously you may be confused, your Pathfinder is not confused at all. He or she has already figured out your most fulfilling path forward. So what my contribution to you today for the road ahead is to share with you how I Google that GPS, my non-conscious mind or Pathfinder, to get the guidance I need on, well, in this case, meditation, but doing anything. Because no matter if I'm writing an article, doing a repair on my house, doing a repair on my relationship with my wife after I've had an argument. I'm always better off when I Google my non-conscious mind for guidance, rather than leaving it to my brain to come up with an answer, because my brain often just freezes or gets defensive or recommends running away and hiding under a blanket, which is actually not always a bad idea. And while I use mindfulness pathfinding on the run during the day, no matter what I'm doing, I also use it as a form of meditation. So you might find that a good place to start. It doesn't replace whatever you're doing, yoga, tai chi, anything like that. It just enhances it. And so what I use, I call the stop protocol. And I call it that because you're pausing or stopping to consult your pathfinder. And also because each letter of stop helps me remember one step in the protocol. So S is for step back from the noise. I just imagine that I'm stepping back from all the noise in my life. T is for take a breath and then just let it go. Now, it could be like a super breath, a super deep breath if you were meditating like the yogi do, not Yogi Bear, you know, like the Hindu yogis do. Or it could just be a little sigh if you're in the middle of something, you're at the office or something, just that would be enough. You do what works best for you in the situation you're in. So I just let my breath go. And of course, because it'd be silly to hold it in, any tension in my body, I also release. But I don't have to do a search and destroy mission on tension in every nook and cranny of my body. I've found that for most purposes, just noticing what's going on in my jaw, shoulders, seat, and stomach is good enough. Now, some authorities will tell you to try and relax these parts of your body. But for me, that's too much like work. Mindfulness pathfinding doesn't require work, because with mindfulness, there is no work to do. Now, just a quick side note, what is mindfulness as I'm explaining it? Take out your pens, because this stuff might not have been taught to you in school. You're being mindful when you're just looking on purpose without resistance. And when I choose to just look at my jaw, for example, without resisting anything I find, my brain automatically lets go of any tension there without me doing a thing. And so S is step back from the noise, T is take a breath and let it go. And then I consult my pathfinder. And there's only one question I need to ask that inner source of guidance, whatever you may call it. I go, pathfinder, how can we connect to the flow here? I say we because it's my brain that has inadvertently disconnected me from the flow of guidance from my pathfinder, because he's streaming it 24/7. I don't need to get conscious guidance from my pathfinder in every moment, because at that level, we're getting about 11 million bits of data a second passing through. Conscious mind can't handle that. So I want my brain to be mindful more often, my brain to reconnect to the flow of the pathfinder's guidance. So S, step back from your noise. T, take a breath and just let go. Pathfinder, how can we reconnect to the flow here? O is for then observe what happens. I rubbed the lamp. I told the genie my wish. Now I step back, shut up, and I just wait to see how the reconnection happens. And for each of us, that's different, because you are you and I am I. So I don't really know what will happen exactly when you do this, but here are some of the things that happen when I do it. A thought comes up, an insight, inspiration, or an intuition. I might get an emotion like excitement, anticipation, or feel really elated. I might get a sensation of energy, or perhaps the confidence or motivation I need, maybe an impulse to act. So it's exciting because it varies. You never know what you're gonna get. And P is for proceed with whatever you get. Go with what you get. I can't wait to find out what you guys get. So to review, stop is step back from the noise, take a breath, let go. Ask Pathfinder how we can connect with the flow here. Observe what happens and proceed with whatever you get. That should get you started. If you need more, there's more on my website, petermfellows.com. And finally, if what I've just said has left you dumbfounded and you have no idea what I'm talking about, do not despair. It's not you, it's me. And that's okay, because my more erudite colleagues are right here and they're about to make more sense of this whole subject. Right, Rick?
Terrific stuff, Peter. And, you know, as you guys are acronym kings, and again, a great tool for our audience to work with. Frank, up to you now. What do you think on that?
Yeah, I think the approach of Peter is great, but now I'm driving to work and someone is cutting in lane. That happens to all of us. Mm. Then I say the FXXXCK word, I won't mention it here, and maybe worse, because simply something happens to me. I'm reacting to that. Yeah. Now, the tricky thing is, if I follow the steps of Peter, he's completely correct. But I think I just bumped in the car in front of me. So that's true what he says. But I have to have, if I train this, the stop method, and I think I'm not completely agreeing with him that it is all natural. You have to be aware. There is where meditation jumps in, and I think meditation in enlarging and deepening your consciousness. And if you put it in that context, that means, okay, if you feel the anger or maybe the shock or something, something happens, you know, your body immediately starts to react in a split second because you have to hit the brakes, for example. And you cannot say, well, let's go to meditating and sitting back, something like that. No, you run into trouble anyway. So you have to go to that level that you catch that moment of your emotion. You have to react properly. Of course, you will probably hit the brakes or something like that. Do something to be aware of what happens and not bump into each other without swearing and saying, what the hell is doing it crazy, etc., middle finger stuff and all kinds of, you know, the whole enchilada comes up. All right, that's happening. Then the key word is, what's happening now in this situation to me? That's reflection. But the first thing is to catch that moment of anger just before it ignites. So that's the key awareness. And I think that's a great stuff that Peter does, because if you are aware of that, at that momentum, and if you're a little bit trained or to be into your next level of awareness, to put it that way, and you can talk about it at www.frankwise.nl, you can have a 30 minutes free conversation with me about this subject. There are certain ways to do that, and it takes a little bit of time to do that, but once you are able to grasp that moment before it ignites all your emotions, so your brain is doing its own work, or your ego is taking you somewhere, and afterwards say, I'm sorry, officer, I didn't mean it that way, you know, all excuses, you know, go to your spouse and so on. I was a little bit rude. No, I didn't mean it. We all do it. I do it also. But the trick is to minimize it. That's an enhancement in life. And then you will change the complete attitude towards a loving presence. And for me, if you want to talk about the result of meditation, if there's any result in meditation, that meditative awareness is to be a loving presence. But people say, hey, I like to be in your energy field. It gives me fun, but also a kind of, peacefulness. And isn't that we all want? At least that's my focus point regarding to meditation. What about you, Rick?
Yeah, definitely, Frank. You know, I think that there's an evolution too. I remember, you know, when I was younger, you know, this was just not my nature. You know, my energy was so high and I just had so much, you know, chaos and movement. And, you know, I'm not sure, you know, what brought that on, but I really had to concentrate on this. As I said, you know, it was a struggle for me to get into this type of state. So, you know, my recommendation, you know, to anyone who's listening or watching today would be, you know, if you were struggling like me, I know a lot of people tell me every day, how do you meditate? You're always talking about meditation. How do you do it? So, you know, again, to review, I used guided meditations first. You know, let somebody support you, let somebody help you, maybe listening while you sit and relax and, could be 5 minutes at first, you know, just to, you know, get used to it. And then, you know, go outside, you know, leave that space that you're in. If you want to meditate, maybe nature can help. Go outside and take a walk around. Even if you're in the city, just walking around and seeing people and just trying to observe, it can be very helpful. And then, you know, for me, what has worked over the years, you know, 30 plus years now, is just to practice gratitude. You know, this is something that is always available to us. You know, you hear people saying, oh, write in a gratitude journal, say something, you know, that you're grateful for every day. Any type of gratitude, you know, just being thankful for having, you know, these two gentlemen, you know, in my life, and just being able to do this, to be able to engage in this activity is a meditation for me. Preparing for this show, doing this show, reviewing it and putting it out to all of you is a meditation for me. So I think that I've been blessed with the ability to, you know, as Frank said, doing it every day. You know, when you immerse yourself in the feelings of gratitude and meditation, you can meditate while doing anything. I find myself in various places, you know, seeing a little child run around, or seeing a dog, you know, running around. I take a lot of time to appreciate those things, and they're all meditations for me. So rarely will you ever see me, you know, sitting quietly like this, meditating, but you will always see me meditating in daily life. So I've gotten to the point where I went right through that traditional meditation into making every day a meditation. You know, Frank mentioned, you know, some of the activities for me: cooking, reading, socializing. As I mentioned, doing this kind of activity. I think getting around people who are maybe more elevated than you, you know, they can just maybe teach you something. Asking for mentorship can often be meditative when someone else is guiding you and educating you. So, you know, those are some of the things that I use. Hopefully, you know, it's simple enough for you to get started. And you know, that's what this is all about, just to begin, because I think that's the key. If you begin, then, you know, you'll get to the middle, and you'll get to the, you know, the good parts of the journey, which is, you know, where you really feel something good is happening for you. Peter, any final comments? You want to sum it up?
I just think that we've just illustrated right here with Frank, beginning with Frank and myself, how whatever you want, you have to decide what you want from meditation, and that will change how you react. Because Frank's quite correct, you don't want to start a meditation in the middle of driving a formal meditation. On the other hand, you don't want to be driving while you're starting a formal meditation, same thing. I would encourage people to look further into this. And one of your sources definitely is Frank's website, or going to him for a 30-minute consultation to find out what might suit yourself. Rick, how would they contact you to get sort of a handle on beginning meditation?
You know, they can go to rickgabrielli.com and, you know, read my book, yeah. The Currency of Connection, which is certainly, you know, all about my journey and, you know, a terrific place to start.
Very good. Very good. Frank, any last thoughts?
I recently read a small article of Neil Walsh, who is the writer of Conversations with God series. I think very interesting person. And he wrote a short article about it. It's not, the title is, It's Not About You. And the interesting thing is that meditation is often related to creating a feeling of happiness, which is so necessary, all grasping for it. Yeah? And the thing is that you can enhance your feeling of happiness or enhance the meditative way of living by realizing that it is not about all about me, but is the way you connect, like Rick and you also said, so said Peter, the way you connect with other people. By genuinely giving, not giving because you expect something back. One is my stuff. I gave you two things. I didn't get anything back. Well, that's not giving. That's a trade-off. Fine, then we make a deal and you get something. I pay you, you get something. That's that's also a giving, but a completely different giving I'm referring to right now. Neither is bad, right, or wrong, but a giving is not about me, is the fact that you deeply feel that you're interconnected with everyone. Well, we will come across that subject later on different shows, but meditation is also making contact with that source of the, with that source that refers to the fact that it's not about me, but it is the way I relate to others, the things I give, because what goes around comes around.
Yeah. Good stuff. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Peter. So I think that, you know, I'll close on that, you know, piggybacking on what Frank said, you know, that word giving. In my own life, I can tell you that it is a fact that the more I give unconditionally, you know, blindly, don't even think about it, just do it, the more I get back. You know, it's disproportionate at this point. You know, a lot of people, you know, think that I'm giving more than I'm getting, but I'm trying to outgive what I'm getting, and I'm having a hard time doing it. So, you know, I think that's a perfect way to end the show, is just try to give more and just watch what happens, because it is definitely magical. So thank you, gentlemen. And thank you all out there. Thanks for joining us today for the Road Ahead Cafe. We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Road Ahead Cafe. Hungry for more? Don't miss out. Follow this channel and be sure to subscribe to our email at theroadaheadcafe.com. Thank you for stopping by. See you next time.